timing. Front page of the Herald Sun has a little dinkus that says, "The World's Funniest Man Unmasked." It is accompanied by a series of photographs of Sacha Baron Cohen. I beg to differ. Where are you on this? There's not a prospect on earth that Sacha Baron Cohen is the funniest person on earth.
Is he meant to be funny?
He's certainly meant to be funny. 96900693, degree or disagree, who is the funniest person on earth? 96900693. I said that to you. I came in. I said, have a look at this. I'll tell you one thing. It's certainly not Sacha Baron Cohen.
No.
And then we're discussing it during a news break, and Damien came in, and he said, what we were talking about, and he said, I'll tell you something. It's not Sacha Baron Cohen.
And we
96900693, who is the funniest person on earth?
Well, it depends what you mean. Some people try to be funny, and some people are funny in spite of themselves, not trying to be, not necessarily trying to be funny. Now, I've got a nomination for somebody who I think is very funny, and so do you.
Finds a way through. Taylor, Swift.
I don't know, but Dennis is trying to be funny.
Yes. But
and succeeding, I hope.
Here's someone who's not trying to be funny, but is.
Bread and butter for him, and they are delicious.
That is funny.
Well, that's probably the warp and the weft, isn't it? The yin and the yang of Bruce and Dennis is that they are not peas in a pod.
Dennis is funny.
Dennis is funny.
But he tries to be.
Whereas Bruce... Morning, Villia.
Bruce makes us laugh.
Yeah.
But he's not trying to be funny.
We found the one where Bruce says, I used to love trampolining.
See, that's funny.
Of absolutely nothing.
I used to love trampolining, didn't you?
Still love trampolining, didn't you? I don't know whether, you know, some of the great sports commentators of the past, you know, John Motson has ever thrown that in the middle. Well, we made the assertion, it's most assuredly not Sacha Baron Cohen. No. Robert?
Yes, I would say Steve Coogan.
You know, Robert, I have been struggling until now to think who I think is the funniest person on earth, but now I think I know who I think it is. I agree with you. I'll say Steve Coogan.
Have you seen his second series of Mid-Morning Matters?
Not the second series, no.
Oh, you'll die laughing.
Beauty, I'll go in search of it. Steve Coogan is on the trip. He was... Philomena was his more serious movie. And Mid-Morning Matters is he is a radio host for North Norwich Digital. And it is absolutely superb. Someone says, put up on the screen, where can we watch? Oh, David Armstrong.
Alan Partridge.
He says Alan Partridge, who is a character played by Steve Coogan. So Steve Coogan's getting a lot here.
Alan!
Oh, he did Dan, didn't he? Steve Coogan was Dan. Peter?
Morning, boys. How you going now?
Yeah, good.
Boy, it was the most unfunny thing I've ever seen. I walked out of it, hopeless. But I think George Costanza, I mean, I know he's only a character, but just as a jolly fat man who's not always jolly, the way he responds to things and acts like a child, I think he's makes me laugh all the time.
Jason Alexander, Peter, thank you very much. Colin?
Yeah, I reckon the funniest guy going around would have to be Donald Trump. He's just natural, absolute laugh a minute, that guy. He's an absolute joke, isn't he?
I like China.
Hey, Colin, I don't know whether we got the this collection. I'm going to use, I think we're using some of it maybe on the television program tonight. But, you know, he said we love the poorly educated. You know, we did well, we love the poorly educated. Have you seen the one from this week, earlier this week?
No.
A woman faints. All right, he's talking. Blah, 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 and a woman faints, and he stops and goes, oh, I've got to help this out. And a woman's fainted. We love people who faint, he says.
Are you from Mexico? Are you from Mexico?
Julie, good morning.
Good morning, boys. The funniest one I've ever seen is Michael McIntyre from the UK.
Never heard of him.
Oh, my goodness. He is so funny. He does everything about... Oh. How can I say it? Self-effacing things that happen in everyday life, but it's very, very funny. If you haven't seen him, you will definitely think he's
funny. Well, I take it we're about to hear from him because I know that Damien will be jumping into the guts of the internet to find some for us. Julie, thank you. Ellie?
I can't decide between a Scotsman and an Irishman, Billy Connolly and Jim Owen.
Yeah. Hmm. I suppose Jim Owen still lives in Melbourne, I assume. Ellie, thank you very much. Ted, good morning.
Good morning. Steve Wright.
He's a top place getter. He's a top three finisher with me, Ted.
Yeah, he's a balding American with a really dry, iconic or ironic, sorry, wit.
Well, he looks like Larry from the Three Stooges.
He does.
He's got that deadpan observational humour. You don't know where to start with Steve Wright. Ted, things like, I have some interesting hobbies. I have an enormous collection of seashells, which I keep scattered on beaches throughout the world. Perhaps you've seen them. Even the one who said, I went to the convenience store, and the bloke was locking the door, and I said, hey, it says open 24 hours. The guy says, not in a row.
Yes.
Ted, thank you. Stevie Wright. Steve, g'day.
G'day, guys. Billy Crystal all the time. He is just amazing.
Right up the top, that bloke. I had the good fortune in New York to see him in 700 Sundays, his stage show about his father who died when he was 15.
Has he been in movies, Billy Crystal? He has, hasn't he?
Oh, yeah, many. Yeah. Many. Have you ever seen Mr. Saturday Night?
No.
Oh, do yourself
a favor. Was he in Analyze This with Robert De Niro?
And Analyze That.
Or the other one.
The other one. See Mr. Saturday Night, about the old-fashioned American comedian. It is wonderful. Neil.
Yes, John Cleese must be number one.
Basil?
I guess in character he is.
Yes.
I wonder what some people would have seen him as, he's touring the world. Well, he toured the world on his alimony tour, and now he's going around recreating Monty Python, is he not, with Eric Idle?
Yeah.
Is this a piece of your brain?
1975, Faulty Towers. I told you that I interviewed, what's his name? Andrew Sachs.
Oh, what's his name?
Yeah, Andrew Sachs, who played Manuel. And I said, do you mind if I ask you about Faulty Towers? And he said, not at all, dear boy.
Manuel!
But you must appreciate it was 20 weeks of my life in 1975. Peter.
Yeah, morning, guys. How are you?
Yeah, good.
Will Ferrell.
Goes good. Someone outside mentioned that put Will Ferrell on the list. Peter,
does anyone else speak Australian?
Come here, Scorch. Scorcher Davidson told us that he's got, without doubt, the funniest person on earth. Very quickly, has their name been mentioned yet, Scorch?
No, not yet.
So it's Russell Brand, isn't it?
No, it's not.
Not Russell Brand.
You ready for it?
Yeah.
Louis C.K.
I've heard of Louis C.K.
Look him up.
Yeah. He's no oil painting either, is he?
No, he's pretty ugly.
Maybe you're the funniest person on earth. Do you agree, Scorcher, with the assertion that it is certainly not Sacha Baron Cohen?
No, he's not. Borat was kind of funny, but no, he's sort of dropped off a bit, hasn't he?
Hey, what about, can I nominate someone I think is the funniest person I've seen in the last 10 years? Because I was reminded when somebody nominated Dawn French, Emma Chambers.
I've never heard of her.
Who's the daffy blonde in...
At Fab.
No, in the... what is it? Vicar of Dibley series.
Oh, yeah, her.
And she is genuinely hilarious. She was in...
Who was the daffy blonde in Ab Fab? What was her name? The secretary? And one day they said, what is it that you actually do here? And she said, I don't know. Get paid? Humid rain atop of 22. It's currently 18. We could do a totally separate list, being the unintentional funniest person on earth. You've said Bruce McAvaney. If you're allowed to include dead people, certainly Joe Bjelke-Petersen was the unintentionally the funniest person on earth for a few years.
George W. Bush.
Oh, George W.
He is hilarious.
There's rumours on the internets.
Yes.
What's your funniest one? My favourite of George Bush's, and it's a visual one.
It's a visual one, but he's getting out of the helicopter.
Oh, no, the Gorby.
Yeah. The Chinese national anthem on the way.
Our enemies are innovative and resourceful, and so are we. They never stop thinking about new ways to harm our country and our people, and neither do we.
The one where he must know that all the world's cameras are on him as he walks to get on the chopper, and he just turns sideways and the greatest gore viewer. No, I like the one where he goes, because the left hand don't know what the right hand's doing.
The left hand now knows what the right hand is doing.
And he uses the... It's very simple. He uses the wrong hand.
Dalai Lama crowd. You've got global warming folks.